Ben Rhodes is Deputy National Security Advisor to President Obama, and he joins us from the White House. Welcome to the program once again.
Good to be with you, Robert.
Mr. Rhodes, can you tell us how will NATO commanders know that it's safe for advisors to return to Afghan ministries when Afghanistan's own interior ministry suspects one of its own in the killing of two U.S. officers who were assigned there?
Well, Robert, I'd make two points. First of all, even as we pulled out our advisors from ministries in Kabul, we are still partnering with Afghan security forces across the country. With respect to the ministries in Kabul, given the sensitive nature of the situation after the Quran burning and the tragic incident that took place in the Ministry of Interior, General Allen pulled out those advisors, but he did so on a temporary basis. And they're going to assess when the security situation calms down and returns to a point that he's confident to put those advisors back into those ministries.
Does assessing mean asking the Afghan ministry, is it okay now? Are you confident now of security more so than you were?
Well, I think two things. First of all, even in this interim period, our advisors will be in contact with their counterparts in Afghan ministries. So we have contact. And then I think what it's going to be is a security assessment of how things are in Kabul, whether things are calming down. And General Allen, as a commander, will make that assessment in consultation with the Afghans as to whether it's the right time to put our advisors back in those ministries.
These events sent us back to a May 2011 study conducted by the U.S. Army, which found that murders of Westerners by Afghan National Security Forces, and I'm quoting right now, do not represent rare and isolated events. From July 2010 to May of last year, it found that the trend was worsening, more than 30 NATO personnel killed in 15 incidents during that time. This doesn't sound like a case of rotten apples in the barrel. It sounds to have, you have a serious issue here with Afghan forces.
Well, it's an issue that we take very seriously, and because of that, we've taken a hard look at our partnering with the Afghans. It's important to note that those members who join the Afghan security forces and ministries do get some degree of vetting, of course, to see that they don't have extremist ties. And the broad majority of missions that we undertake in Afghanistan are joint missions. There have been a disturbing number of incidents in which you've had individuals turn against coalition forces, but we do believe those incidents are isolated in nature, and we do believe we can still partner with Afghan security forces and the Afghan government going forward.
Isolated, as I said, was one of the words that the Army team cautioned people against. When Americans see news footage, hear stories, read stories about mobs protesting all over Afghanistan, engaging in acts of violence against U.S. and NATO forces all over the country, and doing what the Taliban are saying, is it reasonable to infer that the view the Taliban take of our presence in Afghanistan is the view that a great many Afghans have of us there?
No, I think what you have to do is separate out these incidents. In the first case, we do not believe that the Taliban has orchestrated a broad range of these attacks. I think that the incident we're faced with right now is a very, very sensitive situation in which Afghans are upset by the Quran burning, which is why there were very clear and direct apologies from the United States government to the Afghan people. That said, we do not believe that the broad majority of the Afghan people associate with or support the Taliban.
Mr. Rhodes, President Hamid Karzai assured the Afghan people that the soldiers who burnt the Quran would be brought to justice. Do any U.S. military personnel or NATO personnel at Bagram Air Force Base, for that matter, face military discipline or conceivably court-martial for burning the Quran?
Well, in the first instance, ISAF has launched an investigation into what took place. We couldn't make determinations about accountability until the investigation has run its course. We have said we are going to make sure that our practices in terms of how we treat religious materials are thoroughly reviewed. We've talked to the Afghans about that. And I'd also add that President Karzai and a number of Afghan senior leaders have made quite constructive comments in calling for calm and apologizing for what took place and trying to work through this very difficult situation in Afghanistan and do so in a way in which we can continue to achieve our core goal, which is, of course, defeating al-Qaeda, denying it a safe haven in Afghanistan, and leaving Afghanistan to an Afghan government that could stand on its own two feet.
Mr. Rhodes, thank you very much for talking
Thanks very much.
To us once again. Ben Rhodes is Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications. He spoke to us from the White House.